What did your mother think about suffrage or the issues of women's rights?
Oh, well, now you've opened a whole beehive there. And my younger sister is still living under that influence. But she was very, very strong that way. And in fact, resented being a woman in many ways because women were looked down on in her time. It wasn't until the year I was born that women in Manitoba got the vote before anywhere else.
Well, how could you tell that your mother felt that way?
Well, for one thing, she was a teacher, and she, especially after WW2, she was teaching the, the veterans who came back.
After the Second War?
Yeah, high school English. But she wasn't being paid as the male teacher was.
So there was an actual difference. Yeah.
Even then. Well, there still is. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember any other incidents where your mother came out a victim because of her sex?
No, she was a victim in some ways, but she did as good a job as any man could do bringing up her kids.
Well, how would you describe your father's view on suffrage?
Well, I never heard about his opinion. I just heard about my avis, because when he came in 1888, he was horrified to find out that his wife was not considered a person, that she was chattel. So I guess my father was the same.
So he may have inherited the views from his grandfather?
I think so. Mm. No. Because it wasn't known of in Iceland. I got a big boost out of a bit I read in the Icelandic paper about somebody who had visited Iceland, and they wrote a little article about it. And the ladies over there said, "I understand in Canada that they have to take their husbands' names. I would never do that." And I've got a little bit of that too, because I did not want to give up my name.
And was it difficult to hold on to that, to your name then?
Well, in my time, I was married in 37, and it would have gone over like a lead balloon with my husband and his family, but I did not want to change my name. I didn't see why I should. He didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't have to change his name in any way.
Yeah.